Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
A conversation I've been looking forward to for most of today is feedback following a conversation we had on the 13th of April here on Kaya Biz, where we spoke to Dion Pruvan, who is a senior manager in the Inspectorate and Regulatory Compliance of SAHPRA. That's the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority. The conversation we had at the time was the concern that was raised around two batches of Benylin pediatric cough syrup that had been recalled in South Africa following some concerns that were raised by our colleagues and counterparts in Nigeria around the contents and traces of diethylene glycol. Diethylene glycol, which could essentially cause liver damage and potentially death to infants. And we have feedback now with Dion, who's joining us for this conversation. Dion, such a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to the show again.
Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for keeping your word and joining us back on the show to give us some feedback. As we understand, SAHPRA participated in the recall and followed through with the necessary tests, and there was no diethylene glycol, I understand, in the two batches. Give us some clarity.
Yes, so just to remind everybody about what happened, SAHPRA initiated a precautionary recall of two batches of Benylin pediatric syrup because our counterparts of the Nigerian authority called NAFDAC reported high levels of diethylene glycol. So we did the responsible thing based on the information that we had at that time, and we did the precautionary recall whilst we were doing the investigation and also doing some independent tests. The test results came back from samples of these two batches, and it showed that there was no traces of diethylene glycol in these batches. And what that means is that if the batches were kept at the required storage temperatures, that there would be no traces of diethylene glycol in these recalled batches. And we just sent out another media statement to the public to say that if you had consumed these, if you kept these samples at the required temperatures, you would be fine.
Ah, now that's good news, because it does mean that the products have been safe. But I guess this also raises some concerns for the producers of Benylin pediatric syrup. What happens now for the retailers, the manufacturers? Because this sounds like it's quite a lengthy and a costly process.
Yes, these batches were expiring in April 2024. And at the rate that a manufacturer would sell these batches, and we actually saw this when the recall was happening, there were, well, I think there was one bottle that was returned as part of the recall. So the batches were already consumed. So from a financial perspective, there was no direct financial impact because of the recall of these batches. And we were very clear when we made the initial statement to say this doesn't affect the Benylin pediatric syrup range. I mean, there's numerous brands associated with Benylin. It's a household name. But it was only these two specific batches, and only with regards to Benylin pediatric syrup. And we made it quite clear that this was precautionary. I mean, we have to do the responsible thing as the regulator, because we're there for the public, right? We don't want the public to be harmed by using medicines that should be making them better. But we kept our word, like you said, and we came back and we said, look, we've tested these and they are fine.
Got you. And this is good news, because I guess it does tell us again that the products are safe, as you say, for South African consumers. Does this mean that those recalled products will now be re-released into the market?
No, as I said, there was hardly anything that was returned. Okay. So those batches, those units, it wouldn't make sense to put them back into the market. It's a 3-year shelf life product, which means that from the date that it's manufactured till the time it expires, it's 3 years. So in all likelihood, you know, from what we've seen from the products that the manufacturer got back, those batches were already consumed.
What's the interaction been with our international counterparts? Nigeria, Rwanda, and a few other peers on the continent, I understand, had a different experience.
So the Nigerian authority, as I said, they got they picked it up when they did their testing. But what we, as the regulator here in South Africa, and obviously we had to take a lot of responsibility in terms of informing the other countries, to say that, you know, this was manufactured in South Africa. We have to inform the other countries where this was exported to, obviously very much in collaboration with the manufacturer. The manufacturer collaborated with us and cooperated with us from the beginning. You know, when we went to them, we said there's a problem. They said, okay, no, it's fine, recall the batches. So what we've done as a scientific organization, I mean, medicine, you know, it's there's science behind the approval and the monitoring and the control of medicines, the regulation of medicines. As a science-based organization, we did our investigations and we reported the results that we've received. And we've also shared this with our counterparts in Africa.
Do we understand where the discrepancies might have come about in the different results between the different markets?
At this point, no, we don't know. We don't have that information to say, you know, why Nigeria received different results to us. I think the most important part is saying that it was fine. These batches were fine, and the public has not been negatively impacted by the use of these batches. And I think that's the most important point here.
Definitely. You are very right. So we can continue sharing the messaging with South African consumers that the Benylin pediatric syrup is safe. No traces of diethylene glycol were found. I'm intrigued, Dion, if you can give us some perspective, you know, as to how the whole process works. We spoke in April. It's mid-June now. And in our minds as consumers, we typically think, well, you garner together all these batches, you unscrew all the bottles and a test tube is stuck into every bottle to test, I guess, you know, for diethylene. And then you come up with a result. But I can imagine that it's a busy exercise, but one that doesn't necessarily come at a significant, with too much effort or energy. Can you share some details around how the testing is conducted and the process overall?
Sure. So the test that we used, or we asked our independent laboratory to use, is actually a World Health Organization developed method, because, you know, worldwide there's a concern about diethylene glycol in liquid preparation. So the WHO actually developed a method for countries to use. And it's a very specific method that uses what we call gas chromatography. And it's basically where you are analyzing the contents. You're looking for something, right? You will use this gas chromatography machine. You'll inject this machine with what you are looking for. So there's something called a standard. So you'll make up a preparation with a certain amount of what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yes. Then you take the sample, and so the machine will tell you, okay, here's the diethylene glycol. This is what the result will look like because we put in the diethylene glycol. Mm-hmm. Then when you put the sample in, the machine will tell you whether or not that sample is showing what the standard looks like. So it will give you a result. I'm trying to make it less technical but basically.
In my mind, I've gone back to a litmus test. Remember when you would test between a base and an acid?
Yes.
And it would have to be blue or red, depending on the color of the litmus paper. So this is helping because I think it's a beautiful journey of understanding the complexity of the process that I'm glad you helped me simplify. But it gives us a better appreciation as South Africans. And I think that's also what we should underscore is the depths and breadths that organizations like yours go to make sure that South Africans actually have safe healthcare products on their shelves.
Yes, and an important aspect of testing is making sure that when you test something, that the results you get out at the end of the day, you can rely on. And that is why it's such a complicated thing. You have to get all these chemicals and there have to be certain grades and those sorts of things. So to get our independent laboratory to actually test this was a process. But at the end of the day, we did it properly, and we were able to confidently say there were no DEGs in the samples.
Fantastic. Well, we really appreciate the good news. It's good news that we, as responsible members of the media, are also going to share with the public that the product is safe. No testing of diethylene glycol was found, and that we can remain confident in the purchase of these products. And I guess for any South African who has concerns raised about any food products or healthcare products specifically, because that's the ambit you work in, how do we raise our concerns, and what do we need to share, and how do we go about, I guess, addressing it or raising these red flags?
Yeah, so, I mean, we approve products as the regulator, right? But we don't just leave it there. So when there's either one of two things. Either it's a quality concern, so there's something wrong with the batch in terms of its quality, you know, anything from the batch number not being on it to something actually wrong with the product. You can maybe see sediments in the product. So that's quality problems that you can report to the manufacturer, and you can also report it to SAHPRA if you feel you want to report it to SAHPRA. And the other aspect that you find that is reportable and it matters in terms of monitoring to SAHPRA is adverse events. So when you're taking a medication and you experience an adverse event, that is reportable. Healthcare professionals have to report it. Pharmacists have to report it as part of the healthcare professional community. The nurses have to report it. And all of that actually comes to SAHPRA. And SAHPRA gathers this data to say that when we originally approved this product, this is what the safety profile looked like. Now we're starting to see evidence of other adverse effects. So the public is a very important stakeholder when it comes to the safety of the product, because they will actually tell us, you know, there's something wrong here. I experienced an adverse event. My healthcare professionals aware of it. They've reported it to SAHPRA, and that is how we keep the monitoring, what we call post-market. And pharmacovigilance. That is also something that SAHPRA does. The Benylin pediatric matter is the way we handled it, is the processes that we use to monitor products.
I see, 100%. Dion, such a pleasure speaking to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. I hope that your job remains so much more fulfilling, because you've taken us all on a journey as South Africans to have a greater appreciation for the regulations, the safety, and the healthcare protocols around healthcare products in South Africa. So thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Dion Pooven, who joins us as a representative of the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, giving us some insight as to the Benylin pediatric syrup. The batches that were tested found no trace of diethylene glycol and are safe. So if you have it in your home, see it on the shelf, know that it's safe for you to purchase and consume for your children.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.